Officials from Vermont and from Quebec signed a new agreement today that outlines how the two governments will continue to work to reduce pollution in Lake Champlain. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
With Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard standing next to him, Governor Peter Shumlin spoke of the deep connection between the neighboring regions.
Many of our residents are French Canadians, and that's where their families are. The border really only separates us by country, but not by family.
Another thing that doesn't heed borders is Lake Champlain and the pollution that's caused major blooms of toxic blue-green algae in recent years. The new agreement is designed to establish a framework for how Vermont, Quebec, and New York will address pollution in Lake Champlain. Similar agreements have been in place since the late 1980s, and all three jurisdictions on the lake have committed to reducing their load of polluting phosphorus. Premier Couillard says the new agreement also calls on governments to include plans to reduce the effects of climate change on the Lake Champlain Basin.
The new text of the agreement will enable us to not only continue our progress in the area, but also to pursue a collaborative effort to prevent, predict, and mitigate the impacts of flooding in the Richelieu River and Lake Champlain Basin, as we all remember, 2011.
While the agreement is largely symbolic, it comes as Vermont House lawmakers have approved new funding sources for lake cleanup. Vermont's share of pollution into Lake Champlain is more than Quebec and New York combined. But Quebec's small share flows into Missisquoi Bay, which is one of the hardest hit parts of the lake. Shumlin said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo plans to sign the agreement soon. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.